So there's this saying, and I tried to actually source it, but everybody depends on which version of the story you believe in. And to paraphrase it a little bit, it goes something like this. I think it's very important in the news media cycle we find ourselves in, especially the last couple of days. But everything's a conspiracy if you don't understand how things work. There's different versions of that, but this is very important to understand what we've been seeing the last few days, especially in news media and social media. Everything's a conspiracy if you don't understand how things work. Unfortunately, we've seen this all over the coverage of this plane crash in DC. This is horrific. We know a plane hit a helicopter. And look, just a quick sidebar here. The grifter class combining with the content creator class has made breaking news very fraught, very bad. And it was rather appalling following this story and watching how the grifter class and the untoward folks and the bad actors and the content creators were purposefully just being utterly ghoulish to make sure they got their clicks so that they could get their, you know, revenue sharing checks for their various social media enterprises. It's pretty gross. You could go down a long list of people that are doing that. And a lot of them cross over to politics, and they were doing it because their politics give them integrated ecosystems that boost their messaging and boost their accounts. So when something happens, it's breaking story, they just slot that right on there and go to town, and they start slapping their political buzzwords on it, things like that. And it's absolutely gross and it's wrong. Look, I did air transportation professionally for the military for 12 years. I know more about this than the average person probably does. I didn't have insight than anybody that didn't just sit and watch, although I have a background in it to kind of filter the information. But I know a little bit more about it than the average person. I'm not an expert on this thing. I didn't know anything anybody else did. So you know what I did? I waited for the information to come out. And you had a whole lot of people who know a whole lot less that decided they were going to be experts and start talking about it. And out come the conspiracy theories immediately. Now, some people are just kooks and really believe that. But let's go to our phrase that pays for today. Everything's a conspiracy if you don't understand how things work. That includes the president. Donald Trump put out a social media post where he was, quote unquote, just asking questions like, how did this happen? Why was the helicopter moving this way? It was a clear night. And I put it publicly, so I'll say it here. I'm not talking as goes like, Mr. President, yeah, that's what you have a situation room for. That's where you ask those questions, not on social media. You should do better than that. But this is Donald Trump. This is what he does. Nobody should be surprised by that. But then there's other things that also apply to this. And people just automatically want to start talking about the conspiracy theories because they don't understand how it works. Listen, I spent a lot of times and a lot of nights on airfields and drop zones watching aircraft come and go. The UFO nuts, everything in the sky looks like a UFO. Look, I've did it for years. And even if you're used to seeing aircraft coming and going in the night sky, even on a clear night, lights fool you and atmospherics fool you. And it's kind of hard to tell what's going on, even if you know what you're looking at. As you throw in some grainy viral video and people just go nuts with this stuff. I've sat on drop zones waiting for aircraft to come in and drop. And even if you're used to it and you know where they're coming and you're on comms and radio and you're talking to them and you know exactly where they're going to, hopefully they know. Sometimes they're be like, yeah, we dropped and they were 2 miles away, but that's another story for another day. You, even if you know what you're doing, it's hard to pierce this stuff out. But here come the conspiracy people because they don't understand how things work. So everything's a conspiracy. Wait for the good information. Follow good people. First thing I did, I put my friend Jim Loki, who's an anchor for Fox 5. I'm on his program pretty regularly. I have a lot of respect for him. You can put that bias here if you want to. He was live on air doing the coverage and doing a great job of it. And I put it out. I was like, hey, there's a lot of crap on social media. Here's the local media coverage for Fox 5 DC, who does a great job on this stuff because they cover DC. They really know what they're doing. And they did a fantastic job under, look, covering live events is the hardest thing to do in media, especially a tragedy. And they did a really good job on that in a difficult thing. So it's about good information. This just goes to our overriding themes that we seem to come back to again and again on our program, talking about turning down the noise and doing good information is you have to maintain some discipline when the events come, but you also have to make up your mind ahead of time before a crisis, before a tragedy, before a breaking news event, that you're not going to get caught up in the nonsense. Part of the nonsense that happens now is because there's a bunch of Twitter accounts that get monetized for clicks and they'll just put garbage out there to do it. And there's people that have monetized Facebook accounts and IG accounts and whatever other social media you want. And Blue Sky's not quite as bad yet. And there's a lot more reporting in there, but you know, somebody will find a way to screw that up too. because it's a human nature problem. But the conspiracy theorists combined with the grifter class, combined with the content creator world that we live in, I is one, so I'll take a little blame there too. I do it too. I hope people find this. I try not to do anything untoward to get your views. I try to just do good work. But people, everything's a conspiracy to people that don't understand things. It goes beyond that, though. Let's look at these confirmation hearings. RFK Jr., who's been the chief cook and barter washer for the online lunatic fringe for years and years and years. I'm sorry. If you're a big supporter of Donald Trump and you're supporting RFK Jr., solely because Donald Trump said he's great, that's your right to do. But the man's unfit for any office. He's unfit for any government role. He's a bad human being, and we have decades of evidence. And I'm sorry, just because Donald Trump likes him and wants him in office. And by the way, no, yes, healthcare system's all screwed up. Yes, there's bad stuff. No, you can't put somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, who's a kook themselves, in charge of it and expect good results. He's not fit. He's probably going to get the job, but he's unfit. Send any tweet or email you want to, hurttellshow.gmail.com. Just send it to me. Happy to read it. But when you watch that hearing with RFK Jr., he just doesn't know basic stuff. It's easy to see why he's a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't understand how any of this works. He doesn't understand how a vaccine works. He didn't understand the difference between Medicaid and Medicare and which one has a deductible and which one doesn't. He doesn't have an understanding of how the food system actually works. I know people are talking about the food in Europe being better. Look, I lived in Europe twice. I will attest to it. The food is different over there because it's not so overly processed. There's also reasons it's processed. You don't go tearing down fences and busting up stuff without knowing why the fence is there and the rules there. But people just want to do that and they're jumping all over it. But that's how the conspiracy gets fed. Everything's a conspiracy when you don't understand how things work. And right now, we live in a dispensation of time, especially in the media, where people don't want to take the time to find out how things actually work, including our president, including a lot of our Congress critters, including a lot of our media people who are getting louder and louder and bigger platforms, because people get bored with the traditional media, and the traditional media has not covered themselves in glory. And unfortunately, that opens the door to the conspiracy theory people and the grifters and the bad faith content creators. There's a lot of good content creators. We have them on this program all the time. I partner with them. When I find good people doing good work, even if I don't agree with everything they're doing, it's just like, no, this is a person that's doing good work and they're trying. I promote them on my social media. I'll promote them on the Substack, all sorts of things, because I try to figure out how it actually works and then make a judgment. I don't get into conspiracy theories, because if you understand how things work and you seek truth, you'll be immune to the conspiracy theories. Because here's what the other part of this conspiracy theory, and watch this with this aircraft incident. There's not one clean answer to why this happens. This goes to a lot of news stories, especially like true crime stuff, government stuff. Oh, the government did this and this. There's usually a multifaceted answer to this stuff. This plane, for two planes to hit each other, if you just planned on having a helicopter hit an airplane, it would be really hard to do it on purpose. The physics of that, you would have to plan it out. It'd be hard to do, even if you were trying to do it on purpose. For this to happen in this way, you had cascading systematic failure for it to happen. Anybody that's been to DC, whether you live there or just visiting, there's helicopters everywhere, and they're really, really low. They're really low on purpose. They have a hard ceiling because they want to keep them below all the air traffic in the DC area. And Washington, DC is some of the most highly regulated, highly secured airspace, probably in the world. And it's hard to do stuff. And almost the only thing flying helicopters and stuff like that is government, military, stuff like this. Think of the airspace around, just to go behind the scenes. For our audio people, this will be hard to explain, but think about like a wedding cake with tiers to the wedding cake, but upside down. The smallest little cylinder of airspace is the airfield itself, Reagan National. And then it concentrically gets bigger as you go up different flight levels, because you have the pattern stuff. Then you have the holding folks. Then you got the through traffic and on up to, you know, flight level, you know, 30,000 feet, where it's just people passing through and under control and things like that. And then underneath that, there's all the space where the local traffic and the VIP traffic and the helicopters have to operate. And they dart in and out of these little holes in airspace that are left open. And it's going to come out at some point. This helicopter is where it shouldn't be. There was some human error there somewhere. But more than one person messed up for this to happen. More than one system failed. More than one fail-safe failed. There's no such thing, Chief Conley used to always tell me, and he was right. Multiple things went wrong. that doesn't assuage the conspiracy theorists, because everything's a conspiracy if you don't understand how it works. And sometimes things like this, something like a true crime thing, like a mass shooting, doesn't always make sense. So they go to conspiracy. As this investigation plays out involving this plane crash, just keep that in mind, that it's not going to be a quick, clean answer. You're not going to be able to just blame Bob who messed up. I'm pulling that name out of the sky. And no, there probably wasn't some overriding ideological policy that was behind this. From what little we know now, I don't want to speculate. Once the tower started telling them to visually find the aircraft, I think they were looking at the wrong aircraft and rose up right in the blind spot of the other one. Based on the video stuff we got, that's kind of what looks like happened. But that means there was a communication breakdown. Somebody screwed up. And we'll find that out in the investigation. Another conspiracy theory, because people don't understand how it works. No, the Trump administration probably doesn't have any blame here. They haven't been in power long enough to affect the shift work of the air traffic controllers and the duty rosters of the aviation brigade that assigned the pilots to this flight for the Army. And they didn't have any control over who, you know, the PSA airline put in charge of their flight crews. They haven't been in charge long enough for this to necessarily be their fault. Now, if something comes out different, I'll be the first to say so. But no, all the politics you've been seeing didn't have any. If they froze all the hiring and all that, it'd take weeks before you actually got somebody up in a tower in a flight center in charge of this stuff. So just turn that noise out. That has nothing to do with most of this. Let the investigation play out. Poor Secretary Duffy. This is his second day on the job this happens. I don't think he'd had a full 24 hours in office when this happened. Let these investigation. Mayor Bowser did a pretty good job at the press conference, by the way. I've been critical of her. Thought she did a good job handling the press here. All that to say this. Let these things play out. When there's a breaking news event, you don't lose Twitter points or Facebook points or social media points by saying nothing. By doing nothing, by just waiting. Just give it a little bit. I joke on my social media all the time about the 24-hour rule. Wait 24 hours, because all those initial reports are almost always wrong. Same thing last night with this plane crash. Everybody was reporting it was a police helicopter right off the bat. Turned out it was a military helicopter. Things like this, you know, you just got to be calm. But it doesn't hurt you, and you didn't lose anything. We're all going to usually find out the truth together with the way the media works now. Just wait. And when somebody does get on social media with the politics right off the bat, or the ghoulish nonsense of trying to get with the family members first and things like this, mute them, block them, unfollow them. Don't complain about your social media timelines being bad if you don't take events like this and go through and do some pruning in your social media news garden and cut out some dead wood. If there's bad faith actors who are just going to use something like a plane crash for politics immediately before they even know the details, unfollow them, mute them. You don't need that crap in your life. If you see local reporters that are doing a really good job on a breaking news event, put them in your rotation. Because those local reporters, at some point, they're probably going to move up, and down the road, they'll be covering another story and you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember them. They did a good job on that. I can understand. I can trust the information they're giving me now. This is the time to take action, not just watch and react. The entire media ecosystem is designed for us to react. Okay, react, but in a positive way. Clean up your news information and social media intake based on the information we now know of. This Congress critter immediately went to politics. All right, I don't need to hear anything else they say because they're an unserious person that just wants the mouth off. Trimmed. Oh, this news outlet, they're really popular. They may ideologically tell me what I want to hear all the time, but they're acting like total ghouls over this. Clip them out. I can get that information somewhere else. The phrase that pays today, everything's a conspiracy if you don't understand what's going on. Trimming that crap out of your social media feed and your news feed will help you understand what's going on a whole lot better. And it'll keep you out of that conspiratorial nonsense. Even when they get into high office, even when they get into places of government power, you'll be able to go, no, that's nonsense. And I don't want that. I want to know about this plane crash. I want to know about these victims. And I want to know what we're going to do to keep it from happening again. I'll say one more thing about this plane thing. We have the best airspace system in the history of the world. It's not even close. This is the first time we've lost a domestic airliner on domestic soil in a long time since the Buffalo Colgan Air thing. it's going to happen eventually, just law of averages. So it's not to take away from the tragedy of it, but understand this is still the safest method of transportation pretty much humans have ever devised. So don't blow it out of proportion. But you do have a right to feel safe on an airplane. And the government and the airline and the military, because it was a military helicopter, and the folks from Reagan Airport and the air traffic controllers, all those people owe us, the people, an answer and how they're going to prevent this from going on. There's been a lot of politics about Reagan National. Look, I'm one of them because this is one of the things I pay attention to. I'm an av geek. How many flights they can handle, the traffic in and out of there. Congress critters really want more and more direct flights in there because they're the ones on the direct flights from weird places. Let's just be honest about it. I normally support those, but even though I've supported that policy in the past, this is a good reason to stop and reevaluate. Okay, how much traffic can Reagan really handle safely? There's been a lot of close calls, some at DC airspace, really close calls lately. There has been a changeover generational in air traffic control and who does those jobs and how we train those jobs in modern technology. That's part of the story that needs to be reviewed as well. So even though I'm for the flights in and out of there and I've advocated for that, I'm good with okay, now we got new information. Let's take a look and see how much we really need to be flying in and out of there. That's healthy. Don't go to the conspiracy stuff. Find out how it works. Listen to good people to know how it works. And then we can skip the conspiracy and get to the information we need to discern the times we live in, whether it's a conspiracy theorist in a congressional hearing or conspiracy theorists having a field day dancing on the watery graves of a whole bunch of poor people who are just trying to fly commercially. It's a tragedy. We lost 3 people in a helicopter, lost 64 some odd on the plane as reported now. We'll see how that number holds up. There was no survivors. We pray for those families. It's a tragedy. But the real tragedy will be if we don't learn from it and nothing good comes of this because people just want to do conspiracy theory and politics as usual and get their clicks. It's bad enough people died. Let's at least learn something from it. And that first thing we should learn is making sure we can take care of what we can control, and that's our own social media and news intake. So the next time we have a tragedy, we know what's going on a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, a little bit cleaner, and without monetizing and enabling the really bad faith actors, which there are way too many of right now.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.